Well, today we're looking at important legislation that's impacting U.S. custom harvesters. We're joined by Tracy Zirian. She's executive director. And Tracy, for several years now, we've been talking about issues that impact custom harvesters with the amount of fuel that you are allowed to haul with you when you're out on harvest. And, you know, this has been a big issue for you guys for a long time.
It has been. And so I'm hoping that maybe this will be the last time we have to talk about it. Just recently, we found out that our provision was included in the House version of the transportation bill. And earlier, about a month ago or so, when the Senate voted on their version, it was included in there too. So we've got it in both versions. And now we're hoping that when they come together, we'll actually get something that they can agree on and it'll be signed into law.
If Congress can agree, can pass this, what is that change going to mean for custom harvesters?
It's going to be a change for efficiency and something that more people are going to be able to actually be excited about, because it's going to allow us to haul up to 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel from the service station to our equipment rather than up to 119. So it's going to be more efficient and more beneficial to our American farmers.
Yeah, you guys have been fighting this since around early 90s. So this has caused pain and heartburn. How challenging has it been to follow the legislation as it is in place?
Well, if you did it correctly, you would have to make multiple trips from the service station to the field. And if you got 2, 3, 4 combines, a tractor and whatnot sitting in the field, imagine the multiple trips that you would have to be making. If you had a large enough vehicle, the Department of Motor Carriers told us that we could have up to 10 118-gallon fuel tanks in the back of a pickup and we'd be perfectly legal as long as they weren't all connected. So if anybody actually did that, I really don't know. But to actually have the ability to haul up to that 1,000 gallon is going to be huge, huge for the industry.
If this passes again, both House and Senate, and they can compromise and it gets signed into law by President Obama, do you see any other, challenges? Is this going to bring any other regulatory control maybe from other agencies with it going into place?
I don't think so, because I think that we've been probably vocal enough and it's been out there enough that I would think that if there were any challenges, we would have seen them by now. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that we won't. I'm going to hope that we can put this thing to bed and maybe work on something different, like immigration or H-2A or something like that. So it'll be good to have it done.
In other issues, U.S. Custom Harvesters has been very active with trying to tell your story. You were involved with the Great American Wheat Harvest movie that came out a couple years ago, and that even was recognized with an Emmy. And so looking at that film, that showcased what you guys do in showcasing how it goes from the field to the plate. And what was the overall response? And now that that's been out and it's been seen by a ton of people, what has that meant to the industry?
Well, it's been pretty big and it's still pretty big. I mean, Conrad is still making sure that gets put out there, and there's still quite a few people worldwide that are interested in that DVD now that we have it. And now that he won an Emmy on it, it's even brought it back to surface again and kind of gotten a re-going of the whole idea of telling the story. And it's been good for the industry. It's been something that has been needed for a long time, because it's a segment of ag that nobody really understood. And going off of that now, we've also been able to take some of that video coverage that Conrad did and work into classroom curriculum through National Ag in the Classroom. So it's not over yet, and hopefully it'll just keep snowballing and telling the story more.
I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. You see that the movie came out, you watched it, and you think that's the end. But it's good to know that there is a longer livelihood to a project like this and the impact it can make to the industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that, we've got the DVDs right here, and so you give it to somebody who doesn't know anything about the industry, they watch the movie and you tell them, now pass this along to somebody else that that doesn't have a clue. So we're hoping that, it just keeps getting the word out there.
What else is the U.S. Custom Harvesters? Obviously, you mentioned education, a key part. How else are you trying to, especially our young people, how are you trying to tell the story so that they do understand where wheat or flour comes from?
I think probably the biggest way to do that is to get into your social media. If you can get that story told on Twitter or Facebook or even in a blog, you're getting the word and you're getting the story out there to people who are really paying attention to that at this time. So as long as we can continue to stay up to date with the ways that we can get our word and our story out there, I think we'll just keep doing it.
Well, we've been joined by Tracy Zirian, Executive Director of the U.S. Custom Harvesters Association, as we bring you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.